They are counting on you to stop it in its tracks. They're counting on you. You tell them about a new norm, but yet your news and the way you deliver it, it's not edifying. It's not going to help them. It's not going to help them at all. Shh, put the news over there. Back to the church. Hey, listen. Our job in the ministry was to edify. Hey, there is a problem, but what can I do to help you get out of this? I can give you direction. I can guide you according to what I know to be true. I will not tell you what to do, but I will guide you according to what I know to be true and let you incorporate it yourself into what you know to be true, and you make it your own, because in principle, we will be the same. But I don't live on Johnson Street or on this street or that street. You do. I don't live in this neighborhood or that neighborhood. You do. So you have to apply it differently. You have to be as wise as serpent, but harmless as doves. Some of us has opportunity to share things openly. Some of us got to be more, you know, conservative, be more discreet. So when we walk down these roads of life and begin to share our experience one to another, it's not with an expectation that you would duplicate it. It's just hopefully an expectation that the principles that were involved in us succeeding or accomplishing what we deem we accomplished on whatever road that we're on, that you would be able to apply those principles on your road. And if they're not applicable, get rid of them, sort of like a buffet. You sit down, man, it all looks good when you're hungry. It all smells good. And then you go through and you find out there are some things you don't want. You're not disrespectful. You just take everything in. You pass by it and move on. If it's something that you don't like, you taste it, you put it back, you get rid of it. I mean, that's just a natural process of life. You know, to go on about the new norm, continue to reach out to your brother, man. Continue. Don't allow them to constantly implant anger and hate. Stand up for what's right and do it one time. Then they can't keep changing, fluctuating with you. They're voted in officials. They're your sons and your daughters. Think about that. When your sons and your daughters are on career paths, did you ever wonder why God said fathers train up a child in the way that he should go? When he's old, he will not depart from it. Didn't say he would like the training or she would like the training. Didn't say they would like to be instructed in whatever means it went through. And please, I'm not talking about those who were unfortunately not blessed to experience it. And God forgive us for dropping the ball in that aspect, because everyone deserves it. But I pray God has put someone in your life that can help you and guide you, because it becomes applicable as you move on through life. The teachings and the trainings and the things, even though some of them were uncomfortable. There's even a scripture that says, the Lord whom the Lord loveth, he chastises. And, you know, Paul said it this way. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Press, denoting opposition. Jesus said, he that endureth to the end, denoting opposition. It said, the weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Again, opposition. It said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And again, opposition. The enemy comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Again, opposition. So during this opposition time, it's the principles that you learn that help you get through this time and make it through this time, because these principles don't change, and the enemy knows that they don't change. Bible says it this way, that the devil believes in God and trembles. And trembles. Your trust in God, the principles of God. And if you somehow want to separate the two, you can't. You can't. There is no separation of God from life, because God is life. There's only one that came along and said, I am the life, the truth, and the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is the life. You can't separate the two from each other. They're always together. So to live in this time, you have to have God. That's, you know, to be normal, you have to have God. And back to what I was saying about, you know, changing things that are normal. We always want to change our appearances, our stature. We always beat ourselves up and beat ourselves down as if we are somehow wrong. And everything that we've experienced is based upon what we see or what we gained in our own knowledge and understanding, when all of along, we were beautiful in His sight. Way before, while you were yet sinners, while you were yet dead in sin and trespass, while you were yet out there doing the worst that you can do, you know the time that grace has extended its hand to you. Whether once or more than once, you know about mercy and your own personal experiences. You know, so why do you beat that person up? Why have we been trained to dislike what we are? Why have we been trained to hate ourselves? We spend our whole lives trying to better something that we've not even allowed to grow. Even trees and stuff that you prune out there and you fix and everything else, you look at it, and at certain times you don't touch it. But here it is, ourselves, which God created perfect and created us in His image. We always want to change and update and manufacture, and we're all on that page. That's how we have to encourage each other. Stop being so, you know, so hard on each other, that we would stop being so hard on ourselves. Is it saying just be careless and not care about yourself? No, it's not just say that. It's saying that you take care of yourself, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. In other words, you do everything within your power. Your power to take care of you. Because it is then that you can help your brother and your sister. It says love your neighbor. And it also says do unto others as you would that they do unto you. It doesn't say do just like they do me. Don't say do as you expect them to do. It says do just as you would have them do unto you. So if it's wrong, I would have somebody stop me before I self-destruct. If it's bad for me, I would hope that someone would tell me. If I'm headed on a path that is not right, I hope that someone would tell me. I hope they would do for me what I would do for them. Doing unto others is not just saying, oh, he's hungry, let me give him a dollar because he's hungry and I be hungry, so I want to give him a dollar. Doing unto others is not that I just came into $100,000 and I'm going to give everybody in my family $10,000. It doesn't work like that. That's not doing unto others. That's being generous. That's either being generous or feeling guilty. But to do unto others is that the expectation that you get from people is no more than what they should expect of you. So in that case, it helps you. It helps you and help those around you to stay within what you consider normal. And all this is added up, and I put it all together because you probably have to listen to it once or twice. But there are only some things that are principally oriented, and that's God. Things that don't change. Why do we ever need prophets? Why do people ever prophesy? Why is our government system set up the same way that the church is, with the apostles and the structure, and our justice system set up the same way that Moses set it up in the book of Exodus? And I mean, just look at it. I mean, Deuteronomy, I mean, just look at it. The whole thing paints a picture. And we have to be prepared for that picture. Because God didn't put us in this world to take us out of it right now. He put us here to live. And when it's appointed unto us to leave, we'll leave. Because it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes judgment. You're not going to die or leave this world before your time. Though others may not understand and think you've lived the best life and should live forever and ever and ever and ever, you're not going to leave before your time. And that's the most important thing, that you remember to keep moving each day. Because when God says it's time to go, it's time. It's already been appointed. It's an appointed time. You're not going to speed it up or slow it down. The only one that can do either way is God. But your time has already been allotted to a certain time. This pandemic, this coronavirus, COVID-19, everything else that's out there is not going to speed that clock up. Love your loved ones. Don't allow that divide to come between you and your loved one. That's your history. That's your normalcy. That's normal. To fight for your family is normal. To want to know what's going on for your family, it's normal. To stand by and do nothing is not normal. Because everything inside of you is saying, I have to change. Everything inside of you is saying, I have to gird myself for the new challenges that face me. I have to prepare myself in a new daily way. Because others now will need me more than ever. So my contribution to the sustainability of mankind is important. It's no longer about my bank account. It's no longer about my garage. It's no longer about my acre or my 40 acres and a mule. It's no longer about my belly. It's about the sustainability of mankind and the principles of God. All right, that'll conclude this episode of PSMCOR.